God's promise shines bright in the night as magi follow a star to honor a new king. Strangers from a faraway land, they welcome the long-awaited Messiah of Israel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring word so I may also go and pay him homage.' When they had heard the king, they set out. And there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star stop, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary and his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Let us pray. God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord. Amen. Grace and peace to you from our light, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. One of my favorite songs in the Christmas season is "The Little Drummer Boy." Now, there are a lot of modernized renditions, versions of this song, and play acts and such of this, but my favorite is the classic claymation version of "The Little Drummer Boy." And if I'm honest with you, it is one of the few things that chokes me up every time I watch it. I just love "The Little Drummer Boy," that, you know, that still frame movie of this shepherd boy that comes from what is his home, is a field. He comes and meets the Christ child, realizes he doesn't have anything for this king who deserves everything, but then comes and plays his little drum. And I think part of the reason why I love it so much is that it really embraces that bass line. Rum, boom, rum, boom, boom. I'm just a sucker for that. But that's neither here nor there. And so this drummer, this shepherding boy, whose home is out in the wilderness, where he lives amongst a few other shepherds and sheep, and then sometimes some unwanted guests such as wolves, he spends many days watching the sheep and many nights gazing at the stars, the very stars that our wise men observe in our gospel lesson. He comes to meet the Christ child with his drum and shares his gift of music with the baby Jesus, all the while returning then to his home, a simple shepherd dream, if you will, of spending time out in the wilderness, thinking of the day of when he might be the lead shepherd. Our gospel lesson today deals with these same factors. We have the three wise men, or more accurately, astrologists. These were gentlemen who studied the stars. They believed many signs came for the stars, and upon seeing this new star, they were led to believe there was a new king amongst them. So with curiosity, they set out, they searched, and they left a far way from home. Now, in our modern day depictions of the Christmas narrative, we often see the three wise men there with in the manger with the baby Jesus. But actually, we don't have any idea. And if we actually think about what happened, more than likely, Jesus was probably about the size of one of my two boys. He was probably about 2 or 3 years old. So that might have been fun when he got those presents. Joseph might have had a knot on his forehead from a gold bar. But anyways, so they traveled afar. They met Mary and Joseph in a house, because I doubt they would still be in the manger scene. They traveled far from home, following a star. This light, this hope, this something new that was mysterious, yet what they sought out. They went to the place where you would think you would find the new king, in the palace, and asked Herod. And Herod, as the scripture tells us, was terrified. Herod had spent many, many years in climbing the ladder of success, getting to where he was. And this message, of the new king that has been born, totally ruins that. It takes it away. So they follow this star. They inquire. They learn that the new king of Israel was to be born in Bethlehem. And so they go. They go to Bethlehem where the star settles. This star, we have no idea what this star is. Again, in our manger depictions, it's this brilliant, bright star that just kind of hovers right over the creche. And you know, realistically, I'm sorry if I'm bursting a bunch of bubbles this morning, but we have no idea. It could have been just an ordinary star in the sky. It very simply could have been just a new star that was formed, that its light finally shone in the sky. Because remember, these were astrologers, these were scientists, people who studied the stars. So anything brand new in the sky, anything different would have been amazing. It would have been different. It would have inquired them to go and figure out a lifetime, once-in-a-lifetime event. And when they get there, they offer this child gifts. Gifts for royalty. Very expensive gifts. Gifts of frankincense, gold, and myrrh. I always think it's funny, around the Christmas season, there's usually a little story or a meme that goes around, usually from a mom that says something along the lines, I think Mary would have much preferred some formula, some diapers, and a pacifier or something of that nature. But the wise men, these astrologists, bring what they have, the gifts for a king. And finally in our story, we're told that they receive message via a dream. Now in these times, and even today, dreams are very significant. Dreams were ways in which the divine communicated with us mortals. God's divinity, the divineness, warned the Magi not to return to Herod, because he knew what Herod was going to do. In the short verses that follow our passage today is the passage of the slaughtering of the innocents. Herod, in his fear, commands that all the males be killed that are about Jesus' age, or what they presume Jesus' age to be, so that he can do away with that one who has been proclaimed to be his successor. So in a dream, they are warned to go a different route as they travel back to their homes. So when I read this story, I see four distinct images. The image of home, the place that we reside, the place that our heart belongs. We see this light, this magnificent star that guides us. We hear of the gifts that the Magi bring to the Christ child, the gift of the drum that the little drummer boy brings, and then finally the dream, the divine intervention, the divine message from above. And as we go forward this year, in this new year of 2018, here at Faith Lutheran, we are going to be taking some time, very intentional time of discernment, of thinking about these very things, thinking about our own homes. As the saying goes, home is where the heart is. So not just our physical location that we live in, or maybe our church home, but where do we identify with our homes? For me, I think of a part of my heart always belongs on the farm, of raising, caring for God's creation, raising animals, planting crops. I think of my time when I was in the military with my fellow soldiers, and that time shared. I think of my family. I think of my home, my actual home that I'm entrusted to. I think of my church home here at Faith Lutheran, as well as those other church homes I had. So what are our homes? Where do we find comfort, peace, and rest? And what does it mean when we have to leave home? We'll also be taking some time to think about that star. What is our guiding light? What is that beacon that shines before us, that shines upon our paths? What is out there that guides our decisions and what we do? We'll be taking a look at our gifts that we have to offer Christ. Specifically in the time in Lent, which is about a month away, we will be entering in a time of 40 days of prayer, a time in which we'll be praying, looking at Scripture together, discerning, but also discerning within our own selves the gifts that we have, the gifts that we have individually, the gifts that we have as a community together, the gifts that we have to offer to Christ, the Christ in all those that we meet day in and day out. And also as part of that, we will think about the dreams. What are the dreams we have? What divine intervention, what divine communication has God put within us, within our own passions, our own desires? And where does that meet, connect with the needs of the world around us? Our home, our beacon, that light, our gifts, the dreams, the passions, the things that God has placed within us. This is what is in store for us this year. And brothers and sisters, the good news in all this, just as it was in the day of the Magi and every day since and before, God is fully present. God is amongst every one of those items. God is with us in our many and variety homes, whether they be ideas or physical locations. God is the light of Christ that shines before our paths, that leads us, that guides us, that shines in the darkness, is present with us in even our most difficult times. God gives us gifts, spiritual gifts, talents, things that we use to bring glory to God, to share with the Christ that is in the other. And God is there, always communicating to us, giving us dreams, passions, those inclinations that we can't always describe, speaking to us through our neighbor, through our brothers and sisters. God is there. God is the bright, shining star. God is that home. God is the gift. God is our dreams. And for that, we give thanks. Amen.